We'd like to take advantage of the fact that we are an oral medium and use sound to bring you snapshots of life. You've sent us all sorts of these sound clips, many of them from your homes or workplaces. Well, today we'll hear something from a little farther away.
My name's Jonathan Myberg. I live in Austin, Texas, and I'm a musician. I play in a band called Shearwater. But I'm also a part-time ornithologist. And this sound comes from a bird survey I worked on in the Falkland Islands, specifically from a remote island called Steeple Jason. Steeple Jason's two peaks rise out of the South Atlantic and are home to the largest breeding colony of black-browed albatrosses in the world. Imagine a seagull with about an 8-foot wingspan and you're not far off. Now imagine 100,000 of them sitting on mud nests, each just outside the pecking range of its neighbor, stretching along the coast as far as you can see. There are also more than 75,000 rockhopper penguins nesting among these albatrosses, singing backup. I wasn't on the island, though, to study the penguins or the albatrosses, but a bird that's been the focus of my research, a strange bird of prey called the striated caracara. These odd birds, related to falcons, look and act kind of like a combination of a hawk and a crow, curious, resourceful, and powerful. But they're also among the rarest raptors in the world, with an estimated population of about 1,000 pairs, most of which are probably in the Falklands or on nearly inaccessible islands near Cape Horn. Here at the Steeple Jason colony, where the chicks and eggs of the albatrosses and penguins are an easy target, the caracaras nest along the colony's edge among tufts of a giant grass called tussock grass that can grow almost 10 feet high. Every time we found a nest, after climbing crumbling cliffs, dodging angry albatrosses, and bashing through nearly impenetrable thickets of tussock grass, it was an indescribable thrill.
Three eggs. I see three eggs.
It's exhilarating to be in the presence of such abundance, but it's also kind of poignant to me. It's easy to forget when you're standing in the middle of a city of birds, but listening to these sounds now, I can't help remembering that the albatrosses and penguins' populations are declining sharply for reasons known and unknown. The caracaras, too, with such a tiny population, are literally clinging to life here at the edge of a continent. The sounds of these animals are the sounds of a time when the world belonged to them.
Listener Jonathan Myberg traveled from Austin, Texas, to the Falklands to gather these sounds. You can find instructions on how to submit your own sound clip at npr.org.